Welcome to Red Health, the podcast where we have the conversations that you wish you had with your doctor. My name is Dr. Dan Cooper. I'm a chiropractor, functional medicine physician, father to be, husband, and general purveyor of awesomeness. Welcome to the show. Today, we are going to talk about the Red Health paradigm, what it is we'll be talking about in this podcast, and how we should move forward for the future. I have a guest with me today, a special guest, Jamie Cooper, my wife. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm so happy to start with your first episode with you. Such an honor.
Well, thank you so much.
So as you know, you have been such an inspiration in my life for so many ways. And but especially with health, I've never actually met anyone who really walks this talk as much as you do. And you've inspired me to live a rad health life. And so I thought we could start off just with that question. What is a rad life to you?
Well, thanks so much for the compliment, by the way. Okay. A rad life. So, you know, this is my own life paradigm. What I consider a rad life to be is remaining physically robust, mentally acute, emotionally agile, able to deal with the things that come into your life, and generally fulfilled throughout life while maintaining a kick-ass crew of loved ones that go along with this on this journey with you. And that's the general gist of it. If you can achieve those things, I would consider you to be living a rad life.
I love that. And as we know, there's a lot of people out there that are not living this life and they're looking for solutions. So can you talk a little bit about what it is like to not be living this rad life?
I feel like people's priorities in today's society, they really don't facilitate living a rad life. We have a lot of factors that drive into that, but really I'm talking about like being too unfit to do the things you want to do, to explore, to play, to seek out exhilaration in the activities and things you do in your life, having wonderment left in your life so you can, you know, let your imagination explore and flourish, experiencing joy throughout your days. If you're too unfit to do those things, it's funny how, you know, people think, well, that's you talked about a lot of mental activities there, not just physical stuff, but that they go hand in hand. Having a body that is fit enough to carry your mind to the heights that you want to take it is very important. And that is sorely missing in a non-rad life. Being so freaking stressed from a crappy job and trash relationships in your life that you are constantly frazzled. The undercurrent of chronic stress is, you know, is a great life killer. And it's really common in modern society also. You know, from a little more of a hippie perspective, never having explored and healed past traumas in your life so that you walk through life reactive and emotionally fragile, there's a big difference between reactivity and response. And that's something we'll get into in this conversation of rad life and rad health. But I will say that having baggage, that's another way to say it, is having baggage that you haven't dealt with leads to a not that rad life.
Mm-hmm. Yes, healing is so important. And I like to say that our health is our wealth, and it really is, because our health affects everything else in our life, and it gives us the power to do so many amazing things. And having poor health really prevents us from doing great things.
So that, it's funny that in regular life, you'll have, you know, a situation pops up, you get sick, and how you're focusing, like all your efforts go to not being sick anymore, because being like everything mm-hmm. about your life just is downgraded so much when you get sick. So it's a real, just real life example of how true that is, that your health is your wealth.
Yep. So how does one live a rad life then?
Well, I like to talk about biological imperatives, and maybe it's a foreign word to a lot of people, but all I'm really talking about are these things that are required by the human organism to then result in the ideal expression of health and happiness from your DNA. You know, DNA is a it's a coding blueprint, and based on what inputs are brought into the life that then interact with the genes depends on the outputs. And the outputs are the degree of health and mental clarity, happiness, all that sort of positive life experience comes from the inputs. So delivering those biological imperatives is the game.
Yep. I love that. I remember, you know, when we were first, you know, met and you were talking about the biological imperatives, I was like, the what? And now it's like, yes, that makes so much sense. Like, do what our bodies are meant to be able to do through, you know, our lifestyle habits. So, can you talk about, some of those things? Like what are the principles that you live by?
So I don't want to dive down, you know, the paleo life rabbit hole too far, but I will say that, you know, our bodies and genetic makeup, the things that make us who we are, all that is from a timeline standpoint is designed for a different time. All of the explosive changes in our environment that we know as modern life have occurred over such a small blip in the timeline of humanity that our genes haven't caught up with modern life. So really the things that will end up being the drivers of those biological imperatives are going to be things that were required for, you know, ancient man to live his best life also. And if you consider what that environment contained and what it required for that person to thrive, it's the same stuff. And so it's easy stuff like eating well. What that means, it's kind of funny with eating as a topic that has a lot of, I mentioned baggage before, there's a lot of baggage associated with the dietary conversation also, a lot of emotional anchors wrapped up in food. But there's a certain way of eating that is generally better for all of humans. You know, we have some variances in our makeups and some of our genetic predispositions, but there's a general good for humans, and that is the dietary plan that I espouse. There's lots of some other factors. So eating is one of those things. So dietary practices are important. Movement. You may have heard people say movement is life. And in an elemental level, that is very true. You talk about atoms moving. If atoms are not moving, the energy is lost in that atom and it is now dead. So moving well, moving often, moving with the right intensities and patterns and all of those things. I'll get into this. I actually love the movement conversation. So I'll talk about ways to use movement to improve some specific health outcomes and life experience outcomes. Like if you want to make yourself more alert, creative, and, you know, mentally with it, there's specific things you can do to hijack that through movement. Anyway, movement is a piece of this also. And I have this like little trio of things I like to say often. It's kind of, you know, I talk about eat right, move right, and think right. The think right thing, it has to do with having self-identity that's appropriate, having a life purpose, the inquisitive nature of an active mind, and then some personality traits about humility and being humble. And then I had mentioned this earlier about the difference between reactivity and response, finding that path to responsiveness versus reactivity, which really just means living mentally intentional. So being intentional about the way that you navigate this world and interact with people. So that's in that whole think right category. Since movement and physicality is a big piece of my reality in living a happy life, recovery. So the recovery game is a big piece of how you respond to the physical inputs that you give to yourself, physical inputs being exercise. And honestly, it's mental inputs as well. So recovery isn't just a factor for, you know, building muscle. Recovery is important for restoring connective tissue. So that's tendons, ligaments, fascia, stuff like that. Building muscle, for growing our neural connections. So those synaptic connections that occur when you learn something. If your recovery is trash, you don't learn as well. So there's so many factors of life that are improved by good recovery. Sleeping is one of those things. So I could have put sleep as a factor in a lot of these different categories, but I do like to leave sleep as its own category because there's a lot to it. There's a lot to idealizing sleep. And it's kind of funny that right now in our, you know, time in life, there's a lot to sleeping. Like, are you shitting me? Like, go to sleep. That's all there should be to sleeping. But we don't live in a time where the factors that result in ideal recuperative, restorative, regenerative sleep are available easily. So you have to orchestrate it and architect it into your life. And then there's nature connection. I've been a natural systems fan since I was a little kid. And now that I'm older and I've learned a lot more and, you know, the details of things, I see how our connections and our literal physical connection with nature and proximity to other natural life forms, I guess all life forms are natural, but you know what I'm saying? To our physical proximity to nature is important. It has now, you know, it's been in, you know, traditional cultures, there's been plenty of evidence for the utility of being in tune with nature. But now, you know, science is catching up with that. And there's tons of evidence for how positive nature connection is with our health outcomes. And then really the last piece of the what it is to, you know, develop a rad health lifestyle has to do with toxicity and reducing your exposures to it. And that's kind of the deal. So those factors, I don't know how many, those factors of the rad life. And that's the story.
I love it. Okay. So we have eat right, move right, think right, recover, get some good sleep, connect to nature, and reduce toxicity as being your pillars to a good rad life, huh?
That's the gist of it. And, you know, some people might hear that and be like, damn, it's a lot of stuff. Well, you know, everything's a lot of stuff until you start doing it. And I take a Kaizen method approach to bringing in new lifestyle habits into your life. And that's all we're really doing is incorporating new habits into your life in a manner that's comfortable enough so that you succeed. That's one of the things with people. If you try and go too hard and introduce too many different factors all at once, the likelihood of failure becomes higher. So I always encourage people to take a little, you know, take stock of your life and see where you're doing the worst. And maybe that's where you start. You add in a couple lifestyle habits from any of the categories that we talk about. And then as it becomes normal and easy and regular in your lifestyle, it becomes a habit, then you add something else. And then as that becomes normal and regular and easy in your lifestyle, you add something else. And before you know it, you got this kick-ass cluster of lifestyle habits that equals you living your best life.
Yep. Yep. I love that. I used to say to my students, inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's too hard. You know, like small things, they do make a big difference. And I love that you just went over, you know, this overview of a rad life, because, you know, each of these concepts, reducing toxicity and eating right, I mean, goodness, that is, they're such big concepts. But if you just listen to one podcast at a time, you're going to get so much information. I mean, I know every time I talk to you, I feel like I'm learning. So I'm really excited for you to bring all this knowledge and wisdom that you have to the public through your podcast.
So, you know, I'm excited to put it out too. It's you could think of it however you want, really. I think it's great. I love seeing people happy. And you could also think of it from a selfish standpoint if you want to. I want to be around legions of people who are like kicking ass and loving their life, because being around people who are stoked and happy are more fun to be around. So, you know, I want to build communities of people who are building this ecstasy in life and really loving what they're doing with themselves. So that's kind of my motivation, partially selfish so I can be around awesome people, but also I'm also tired of seeing, you know, the sadness associated with poor health outcomes. It really sucks when people are hurting and scared, because that's a big piece of poor health, especially when you don't have knowledge behind the poor health. You just think, you know, this is the lot that was handed to me. And if you don't have agency in your life to realize that you have significant control over that outcome, then, you know, life is scary. Life is kind of shitty. So I love being able to help people. It's one of the favorite things that happened to me in my career thus far is when I have people either come back to me and I haven't seen them in a while and they've, you know, lost 60 pounds and are happy and they come back so excited, like, oh, look what I did. I you know, you helped me so much because you told me these things. You know, as a chiro, it's commonly the case where, you know, the hands are the helping piece, where I, you know, I'll do whatever manual thing I do to somebody, whether it's soft tissue work or adjusting or whatever, and they feel better. And, you know, so there's that immediate satisfaction. But when you can metabolically turn somebody around and diseases fall away and energy goes through the roof and they just are these happier, healthier, more excited versions of themselves, that's kind of like a tearjerker, wonderful feeling. So as I've cruised through, you know, the first season of my career, those are the ones that really stick out for me. And so I would love to do that on a mass scale, be able to put out the information that allows people to have these major life altering leaps forward in their health.
Sweet. I'm excited. You know, I'll be listening to every single podcast.
Oh, thanks. You got anything else for me?
I think that was a really good intro to the Rad Life.
Okay, cool. And that's what I hope for this, is just an intro to know what you're getting yourself into and to know what to expect from me. So I hope this was useful for you. If it is, that's wonderful. I hope you will subscribe to the podcast. If you think you know somebody who might benefit from the information, tell them about it. Send them a link and have them subscribe too. Like I said, I'm trying to find or create legions of people who are on the path to creating this super kick-ass life. So we need people to do that. So thank you so much for listening. I come out every Monday. So next episode, Monday, 6:00 a.m. I'll see you there.